Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Hey. We're already 20 lines down or so on Gittin Hey Omud Aleph, and we begin with the words Toshma. Gemara tells us we're still trying to find proofs against the Shita of Rabbah. Remember, we had the machlokas between Rabbah and Rava. Rabbah says that the reason why you have to say Befani Nechtam is because Ein Bekiin Lishma, because the people in Chutz Laretz in the Medina Sayam aren't familiar enough with the din that they have to go and write a get lishma. So we're still questioning that. Gemara says, Toshma, Debai Mine Shmuel Me Rav Huna. Shmuel asks Rav Huna. The Mefarshim point out that this is an unusual situation. Normally Rav Huna is from the generation after Rav Shmuel, and it would be very unusual that Shmuel would ask Rav Huna a question. Therefore, they suggest that this Rav Huna is not the typical Rav Huna that we have, but must be a different Rav Huna. In any event, Shmuel asks from this Rav Huna the following question. Shnayim Shehiviu get Medina Sayam. If two people bring a get from Medina Sayam, do you have to still say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam? Tzrichim Shiyomim, do both of them have to say Befaneinu Nechtam, Ubefaneinu Nechtam, or Ein Tzrichim? Do they or do they not? Both have to say this concept of Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. So this Rav Huna answers, Shmuel Amalei Ein Tzrichim. They do not have to do so. And he points out, Uma Ilu Yomru Befaneinu Gerisha Milo Mehemne. If they had said, we witnessed her being divorced, so everybody would believe if they saw the get being given to this woman and they testified that she got the get, everybody would believe that she was a divorced woman. So obviously, they don't have to say Befanei Nechtam in order to be believed if there are two of them. Now, what does that have to do with Rabbah and Rabbah? So the Gemara says, according to Rava, this makes very good sense, who says the reason that you need to have Befanei Nechtam is because and here you have two, so therefore there's no reason to say Befanei Nechtam for both of them. However, the Rava Kasha, who says that they ain't Bekiin, so what does it make if there's one or two? You should have to say Befanei Nechtam. So the Kasha is on Rava again. So Rava would answer, as we've already answered previously, yes, originally, Lefisha ain't Bekiin, the Gittin, they didn't know that you have to say Lishma. They weren't familiar with the dinim of Gittin, that it had to be written Lishma. However, now, later on, the people learned, even in Medina Sayam, that it has to be written Lishma, and therefore, it's not a problem that they don't say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. Shmuel says, Ihachi, so then Chadnami, what did you have to tell me if there was Shnayim Sheviu get Medina Sayam? The same thing would apply, Acher Shalomdu. If even one person came from Medina Sayam, he also should not have to say Befanei Nechtam, because this now is no longer a concern. Shmuel says, no. We've said this also previously. We're concerned that right now, yes, they are knowledgeable. But Nebuch, there could become, unfortunately, a time when the people in the Medina Sayam will not again be familiar with the dinim of Gittin, and they won't know that it has to be written Lishma. So therefore, we make a gzeira that even though now they are Bekiin Lishma, we still retain the practice of having to say that Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. So where it says, then, if that is the concern, this gezeira shem yachzav zolu kikulo, so then ihachi beitrei nami, so then you should still require it even if two people come. Again, mimanushach, if you're saying that they know it, then one person should have to say it. If you're saying it's a gezeira, then whether it's one or two people, they should have to say it. So where it says, no. Having two witnesses come from the Medina Sayam, that's very unusual. Two people should be traveling, and they should come from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, so very unusual, and therefore, the rabbis didn't make gezeiros, some things that were unusual. So for one person, they made the gezeira, yes, since we're concerned, gezeira shema yachzor, dovel kukulo, so for one person, they still required b'fanei nechtam, even though now they were b'kiin l'shma. But to make this gezeira for two people, the rabbi said, no, that's not a dover shliach, the two people should come, and therefore the rabbis don't make gezeiras for a dover shalosh shliach. More questions, and we had this again previously. But isha d'lo shlicha, nevertheless, the rabbis made gezeira, but it's unlikely and unusual for a man to send the wife the get and say this get should be effective when you get back to Eretz Yisrael. But isha d'lo shlicha, that's very, very unusual. Yet, well, it's not. We learned in our Mishnah, isha atzma v'yagita, the wife herself is allowed to go bring her get back. And nevertheless, she also has to say Befanei Nechtam. So she herself has to say this. And that's not a Dover Shriach. So how come you're telling me that in a Dover Shriach you don't make a Zera by two? Here you see, by a woman, they made the Zera. So we'll give the same answer we had previously. No, because we won't have one rule across the board. So once we say that a Shriach has to say it, so then we say it even when it's a man or a woman, you have to say Befanei Nechtam, even though the woman is unusual, Isha de lo Shriach. So Gemara says, and throw it back to the same thing. Ihachi, if you're telling me that we don't want to make any distinction, so then the din is, if the husband himself comes, and delivers the get, he does not have to say before nechta, before nechtam. But if you tell him shelo tachlok lishlichos, then he should have to say it. So yihachi bal nami alomo tanya hu atzmo shevi get ainon tzorich labar before nechtam, before nechtam. So again, if you tell me you want to keep one rule across the board, shelo tachlok lishlichos, and that's why an isha the lo shlicha still has to say before nechtam. So then why don't we make the husband have to say it also shelo tachlok lishlichos, but he doesn't have to say it? So the Gemara says no. The whole reasoning to say it is so that the husband shouldn't come to protest. If you say b'fanei nechtav, so then the husband, if he's ma'arer, he won't be believed. Taima, so the whole reason, my amar rabbanu, why did the rabbi set up tzorich lomar b'fanei nechtav, duma osi baal ma'arer will postulate, because in case the husband comes, it's going to give the woman a lot of trouble. So therefore, say b'fanei nechtav, in order to prevent this woman from having troubles. But here it's the husband. Hashba minkat nokit lebiyade. The Rure koma arle. He's the one that's bringing the get. How could he possibly say it's a forged get? He's the one that brought it. So therefore, in this situation, there's absolutely no reason to say funny nechtav, and that's why if the Baal himself brings it, he doesn't have to say it. But if the woman brings it, which is unusual, so we say you always have to say it, even though it's a dover shelo shchiach, and we say by two, it's not a dover shelo shchiach. And there we said you don't have to say it, but by one, the woman, we don't want to make a difference. Lo tachlok b'shlichos. Anytime one person comes, man or woman, you have to say before they nechtam. The one exception being the husband, because it's impossible for him to have to. It's not necessary for him to have to say it, because it's impossible for him to go and complain about the validity of the get when he himself brought it. All right, try again. Toshmah, try it again. Still proved Rabba's incorrect. And we bring it for the following brisa. Hanavi get mi medina sayam. If a person brings a get from medina sayam, unisano lo, and he gives the get to the woman. However, he didn't say v'lo amar lo b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. He did not mention this din of b'fanei nechtam. So the din is, nevertheless, im niskayim b'chosam of. If you have authentication of the two witnesses in the get kosher, even though he did not say b'fanei nechtav. However, if you don't have independent authentication, the imlav, then possible. Then the get's not good because he didn't say before nechtav, and there aren't witnesses to authenticate the get. Now, heavy lohutzu chulomar before nechtam lahachamir oleha el lahokelah. So you see from here clearly that the whole purpose of saying before nechtam is to make life easier for her, because we only say it when you don't have two witnesses. But if you have two witnesses, it's not necessary to say before nechta, because you can authenticate the get otherwise. So obviously, this is l'rov anicha. This shows you that the whole purpose of saying before nechta, is so you don't have to worry about authenticating the get, because normally, l'fisha ein edim mitsuyim l'kaimo. But if there are edim mitsuyim l'kaimo, then you don't have to say before nechta. It's only to help her out, not to hurt her. So this works out great, l'rav anicha. However, again, l'rabba, who says the whole purpose is l'fisha ein medina siyam b'kiyim b'shma, because the people aren't baki in knowing this din. So then, l'rabba, it's a kasha. What difference does it make if two people authenticated? You don't know that it was written l'shma. You have to say before nechtam, but you see here from this price that you don't, so it's a kasha and rabba. So again, rabba tells us, hocha mayaskin, the same teretz again, li'achar shalomdu. The times were changing. Originally, rabba said that you had to say it, but nowadays, that the people know, so technically you don't have to say it. The Gemara says, but wait a second, we just said multiple times, v'amriz gizeru shem yasser adav l'kekulo. Don't we have to be concerned that maybe now they do know it, but Nebuch, in the future, they'll go back to the point where they don't know it. So we make a zera that you always have to say b'fanei nechtam, when you're coming from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, because it is concerned that even though now lomdu, but maybe in the future, it'll go back to be yachzu davar l'kukul, and they won't know that you have to say it l'shma. So the Gemara gives us a new teretz over here, and it says, the reason why Rabba would agree with this price is because she's already gotten married. Kishenises. This woman got married based upon this get, and therefore we don't make her leave her husband, and we don't say any of her children are mamzerim based upon the fact that the witness did not say b'fanei nechtav. And as long as you have two witnesses to authenticate the get, even though you didn't say b'fanei nechtav, it is acceptable. Where it says, wait a second, ihachi. So then, if you're telling me that the reason is that we have the whole purpose of before nechtam is to make it easier on the woman in case there aren't two witnesses to authenticate, so the one witness is believed to say before nechtam, so here, mishum denisesu, the only reason you're allowing this over here to work is because she got married. Therefore, in fact, if she didn't get married, and you still have two witnesses, but you don't have Befonei Nechtam, Befonei Nechtam, we wouldn't let her get married. So it's actually the din of Befonei Nechtam, Befonei Nechtam is to be L'chumra and not L'kula. So how can you tell me they only required it over here not to be Machmir on her, El Hakalala? In the situation where she didn't get married, it's going to be Machmir on her. So where it says, no, Hochi Kamar, the answer is as follows. Are you telling me in this case where she got married that we should be Machmir and force her to leave her new husband? No. Heavy lahuzhulomar, before nechtam, before nechtam, lahachmir le el lahokil. No, in this situation, we don't go and say that we go and force this woman to go and leave her new husband because before nechtam, before nechtam wasn't said. No, once she's already married, we aren't machmir on her, and we say that the whole purpose was lahokil le, that in case she doesn't have two witnesses, then before nechtam can help her out. But once she's already gotten married, kishenises, so then we don't require the Befonei Nechtav, as long as there are two Edim that authenticated the get, then it's a perfectly valid get. And return to Hamlet Bays, the reasoning is, time on my, why? Because Dilma Ose Baal Ma'aru Apostola. The whole reason why we say that you should say normally Befonei Nechtav is in case the husband comes along and he's going to say this is a apostle again, this lady will be in trouble. So that's L'chatchila, don't get married if there wasn't before nechtam, because it's going to cause trouble. But here, hashta, baal, lo kol ma'arer, ananekom un'arer Allah. Here, she's gotten married. So what are we going to do? The husband has not come along and claimed that this is a false get. In fact, he probably gave the get. So what are we going to do? We're going to act, so to say, on behalf of the husband and complain about the get when the woman's already gotten married? No, that we're not going to do. As Rashi, in the top Rashi over here says, the time of my Amor Rabbonon, the boy Lememra, Duma Ose Bala Ma'ara. What's the whole reason that we've required to say before Nechta, before Nechta? Because the husband may come along. And therefore, it would be a lot of problems if the woman were to get married without before Nechta, before Nechta. Hilkoch, im lo nises, if she hasn't gotten married yet, lo tinasi. So then we say, listen, be smart. Don't get married until you can authenticate the get. I will hash to the nieces, but she did get married now. Am I lafka? What should we do? We should take her out of her marriage? Akatsi lo osi balamara. The husband has not come and said the get is a false get. So we should go. Anan nekam in ara on his behalf, so to say. So therefore, that is not what we do. And therefore, if she already got married, even Rabbah would say that not having said before the nechtam is not necessary. So again, we have not disproven Rabbah. Now, the Gemara says that this machlokas of Rabba and Rava is actually an earlier Amoraic machlokas. This machlokas is the same machlokas befluxa the Rav Yochanan and Rav Shuben Levi. The earlier generation, two generations before Rabba and Rava, they were already having this machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rav Shuben Levi. We don't know which one said which right now. We'll try to prove which one said which in a moment. But for now, one of them said, Chadam Aleph Nishayin Bikim Lishma. The Chadam Aleph Nishayin Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. They were having this same machlokas. One of them said like Rabba. One of them said like Rabba. One of them said, Lefishayin Bikim Lishma. And the other one said, Lefishayin Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. Now, which one said which? The word is going to say, Tistayim, let us make a proof that it was Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He was the one who the Omar, Lefishayin Bikim Lishma. He was the one that said like Rabba. Let us say that Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds like Rabba that the reasoning you say, Befonei Nechtam is because Levisha ain't became Lishma. Why is that? Because one time there was a Maisa. The Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Isaac Gita, there was this person, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, who brought a get in front of Lekami, the Rabbi Shimon Levi, to adjudicate whether this is a valid get. The Amar Alei, and he said to him, Srichna Lemema, Befonei Nechtam, Olo, must I say, am I required to say that it was written and signed in front of me, and therefore it was Lishma, or do I not have to say that? So how did Rav Shimon Levi Paskin? Amalei, lo tzrichts. You don't need to say it. Because, lo amru, the only reason why you originally had to say, before nechtam, was because, lefi she'en b'kiyin l'shma. Lo amru ela b'dor, so we showed him, she'en b'kiyin l'shma. Those earlier generations were the Medina Sayyam, the people living in Chutz Laretz, were not so knowledgeable. However, subsequently, lamdu, they learned, avo b'dor sachron, and the b'kiyin l'shma, since in the subsequent generations, they now are b'kiyin l'shma, they know the din, therefore, lo, it's no longer necessary to say, according to Reuven Levi, Before nechtam, oh, tistayim, that he is the one that says that you have to say before nechtam originally because lefisha ain b'kiyin l'shma, and therefore, conversely, it was Rav Yochanan is the one that says lefisha ain eidim mitzuyim l'kaimo like Rava. Now the Gemara questions this proof. V'tisbra, did Rav Shimon Levi really say that? B'ha Rabba islay the Rava. But even if you say that Rabba said the din is because of Fisha Mikhi and Lishma, and now after Lamdu, they no longer have to say it. But that's not true, because we also said that Rabba holds also like Rava. It's not that he holds, I only hold Lefisha and Mikim Lishwa, and I don't hold Lefisha and Eidim Mitzvah Lekaimo. Rabba holds both. So therefore, how can you tell me over here that Rishu ben Levi told this Rabbi Shimon, but Rabba, you don't have to say before Nechtam, it still was coming from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, and there still would be a problem Lefisha and Eidim Mitzvah Lekaimo, because the caravans weren't coming regularly. So therefore, how can you say that Rishu ben Levi told me, you don't have to say before Nechtam, Granted, you don't have to say it for the reason of Rabba, but Rabba also holds that you have to say it for the reason of Rava. So the Gemara says, Elo, the reasoning was, he told me he didn't have to say it was Elo, Rabbi Shimon, but Abba, Inishacharina have Bahade. The reason why he said, you don't have to say the funny Nechtam, is because number one, Lomdu, so the reasoning of Rabba doesn't apply. And number two, there were two people. It was this person, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, and somebody else who was with him. And therefore, that's why you don't have to be concerned about Rava's reasoning, Lefisha and Eidim Mitzvah and Lekaimah, because you got two witnesses here. You have two people in the Yunus Hayam who are authenticating the get. Why didn't you tell us that? Why didn't you say that it was Rabbi Shimon bar Abba and Yankel who came from Medina Sayam? Because it was pasnish. Mishum kvodo de Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba was an unbelievably great person. And the other guy was a Shlemiel who was with him. The Gemara didn't want to list the other guy's name in the same sense, in the same breath, as Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. That's why he didn't mention it, but in fact, there was another person there. And that's why Rabbi Shimon Levi said, you don't have to say, b'fani nechtam, because neither Rabba, because it was Acher Shalomdu, and neither the reason of Rabba, that you won't find Eidim Mitzvah L'Kaimo, there were two people over here. Shem HaLocha asked a very strong question. We could have easily, because we didn't know that there was another person present. You should have told us that. You're worried about Rishim bar Abba's kavod? It's pasnish that he should be mentioned with this other guy? It's also pasnish that we should make a mistake in the din. So he points out a very interesting idea. He says, Rav Shemochel HaKvodo Kvodo Mochel only applies in regards to kavod. So if this had only been a case of Rishim bar Abba was the Gadol HaDor, and there was a Talmud in the Beis Medrash who was with him, and it's pasnish for him to be mentioned with the Talmud. Okay, so he could be Baichel on his kavod in order to make sure there's no takal in the din. So you should have said Rishim bar Abba and one of his Talmidim. Oh, that would have been fine. But this guy was a bizoyon. The guy that was here wasn't just some, you know, local yid. He was the town Eisvarf. He was the town bad guy. He was the robber. He was the benayif. He was the terrible person in town. A bizoyon. That you can't be moichel on your cover. Beautiful answer from the Shor Mitzion of Allah. Okay. Gemara now says, Itmar, Bifnei Kamanoslo. This is something that we alluded to a couple of days ago. And he said, we get to it now on Hamud Beis. And here we are. Itmar. When the person comes and brings a get from Medina Sayyam, and he gives it over to the woman, so how many people should he give it over to in their presence? Bifnei Kamanoslo. When this get from Medina Sayyam comes and says, I'm giving you this get on behalf of your husband, how many people should witness this? So this is Machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rav Chanina. Right now, we don't know which one said which. Chadamar b'pnei shnayim, v'chadamar b'pnei shlosha. One of them said he should hand it over in front of two people, and one of them said he should hand it over in front of three people. So now let us prove to Stayim that it was the Rabbi Yochanan. He was the one who the Amar b'pnei shnayim. He was the one who said you only have to give it over in front of two, because Maisa Shaya, the Ravin bar Rav Chista, this person, Ravin bar Rav Chista, Aisa Gita, he brought a get from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, Likami to Rav Yochanan, in front of Rav Yochanan. But Amalei, Rav Yochanan told him, Zil Hav La Ba'apetre, go and give this get to this woman in front of two people, not in front of three, he said in front of two people. And be careful to say, V'eimalahu, b'fani nechta, when you're giving over the get in front of these two people, say, b'fani nechta, and this will be a perfectly valid get. Oh, to stayim, that it was Rav Yochanan who holds two, and therefore Rabbi Chanina is the one that holds, you have to give it over in front of three. Now, what is the machlokis? Why two? Why three? What's going on over here? So he says, lema b'hol kamifli. Let us say, this is what the machlokis is all about. That the one, Rav Yochanan, the man, the Omar, b'fnei shnayim, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion says, you only have to give it over in front of two people. What does he hold? Kisavar. Lefisha Ein Bikin Lishma. He holds like Rabba. He holds like the opinion that we just brought down in the name of Shuvin Levi, She'ein Bikin Lishma. And the opinion of Rabbi Chanina, Uman Diyom Bevei Shlosha, Ki Kasava, he holds Lefisha Ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. It must be like Rabba, like Rav Yochanan, that we just learned that you need to have witnesses there to be Mekayim to get. And therefore, when he gives it over in front of three people, they're acting like a Beis Din almost, and that's why you need three people. So the Gemara questions this, really? V'tisbara? We just said a moment ago, Homi the Rishu ben Levi, he was the one that said, we proved, he was the one that said, Amar lefi she'ein bikim l'shma, so it must be that Rav Yochanan, as I just pointed out, he was the one that said, Amar lefi she'ein edim mitzurim l'kaimo, that you need edim. In other words, you need to have somewhat of a base then over here. So you need three people. So how can you tell me, so even though he holds that you have to have lishma, but you also need to have the din of Rava, that ain't edim mitzurim l'kaimu, and you should require three, even according to Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says, you're right. Everybody holds this din of edim mitzurim l'kaimu. So the question is, then why did Rav Yochanan say you only have to give it over for under two? So the answer is that Rav Yochanan and Rav Chanina are arguing about whether this person who's bringing the get can count to make up that base then of three. The aid nasa dayan kamiflegei. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about whether the person bringing the get can not only bring the get, but they can also participate as part of the base then of three that's, so to say, authenticating the get. Man diyama bifnei shnayim, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you only have to give this over in front of two people to the woman, he holds that the person bringing this is functioning as the third person. Man diyama Rabbi Yochanan bifnei shnayim, kusabar shaliach nasa aid, the aid nasa dayin. He, in fact, is also participating as the person bringing the get, but also as the adjudication, as part of the beis din. So therefore, you only need two, plus him. As opposed to Rav Chanina, Oman Yom Mevnei Gimel Ksavar Shaliach Nasa Eid. However, Ve'ein Eid Nasa Dayin. Yes, he could function as the Shaliach, could be one of the witnesses, authenticating the get, but he can't be part of the Beis Din. So therefore, that's what the Machlos between Rav Yochanan and Rav Chanina is. Rav Yochanan says that he can also function to be part of the Beis Din, and therefore he can make up the three. So it's two plus one is three. And Rav Chanina says no, he can't, and therefore you only have two. You have to have a third person to be the Beis Din. Gemara says that can't be, because we learned elsewhere in the Gemara, in Kesubos, as Rashi brings down, for Kaimalon, the Rabbanon, the Eid Nasadayin. Everybody agrees that in regards to the din of the Rabbanon, and this whole din of b'fani nechtam, or authenticating Ishtar, is all a din the Rabbanon. So everybody agrees that when you're dealing with the din the Rabbanon, for Kaimalon, the Rabbanon, that Eid Nasadayin. So therefore, how can you tell me the Rav Chanina holds Eid Ain aid nasa dayin over here? There's a din the rabbanon, and everybody holds aid nasa dayin. Someone says you're 100% right. So what are they arguing about then? Elohocho, the machlokas over here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina is baha kumifligi. Is in the following matter: the maris of our Rabbi Chanina, who says in 83, says kivon de ishok sheva. As we pointed out, the wife herself could be the one delivering the get. And it takes effect when she gets to Eretz Yisrael, and she has to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam. So she is believed lahavi yes I get, and now Zimnim de Maisa le Itza v'samchela. Since sometimes it will be a woman bringing the get, and we'll rely upon her, as we just said, that even a woman could bring the get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael. However, if she doesn't give it over in front of three people, if she only gives it over in front of two people, people may not realize that there's a difference with a man bringing the get when he can count towards the Beis Din, and a woman bringing the get, even if she's allowed to bring the get, she can't count towards the Beis Din. So Rabbi Chanina is concerned that you'll make a mistake and say, oh, just like a man can give it in front of two other men, so a woman can also give it in front of two other men, and it's a perfectly valid get. No, it won't be, because you don't have a Beis Din. If it's a woman plus two men, that's not a Beis Din. A man plus two men could be the Beis Din, but a woman plus two men can't be the Beis Din. So Rabbi Chanina says, in order to get around this concern, we're going to make sure that the get is always given over in front of three people. So whether it's a man or a woman, you have the full base in there no matter what. So Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned about that. He says, everybody knows. Isha made the yadi lo samchila. Everybody knows that she can't participate in the base din, and everybody knows the reason why you give it over in front of three people is so they're functioning sort of as a base din, and therefore nobody's going to make such a takala. So therefore, you can always give it over in front of two people, because the man can combine, and if it's a woman bringing it over, we're not concerned that it will lead to a takala that she'll participate as part of the base din, because it'll be her plus two others. Now everybody knows that she can't participate, and in the situation, the rare situation, when a woman's the one bringing the get, so then you'll get three men. But in general, we don't have to make a kazera that maybe it'll be a woman bringing the get. She should always have three men. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, if it's a man bringing over the get, it's enough to have it in front of two other men. They constitute a beis din with the shaliach plus the two men, and therefore, no problem, you can give it over in front of two people. And that's the machlokas of Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. And we have a brisa that says exactly Rav Yochanan. Tanya Kavasi the Rav Yochanan. What is this brisa? Hamevi get mi medina sayam. If a person brings as a shaliach this get from the medina sayam to Eretz Yisrael, unisana law, but velo amar law, b'fanei nechtam, he brings it, but he didn't say b'fanei nechtam. So what's the din? Yotzi vavlad mamzer divi Ramei. Ramei says, since you, as we'll see, so you messed up the way it's supposed to be done, whenever you mess up, that's it. It's not a valid get. And this woman, even if she got married, and even if she had children, she's not allowed to stay married, and her children are mamzerim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, very harsh then. Because, as we'll see, if you change around the process, the rabbi said this is a disaster that could happen, and therefore we're going to assa this get. It's not a valid get. Any changes in the process will make absolutely no good this get, and therefore she's still a married woman, and we have to tell her to leave her new husband, and even if she has a child, that child will be a mamzer. That's Rabbi Meir's very strict opinion. Chachamim disagree. Chachamim omrim ein avlad mamzer. The child is not a mamzer, because after all, it was probably a valid get. So what do you do in that situation in order to correct the problem? Kate said, yeah, so what should you do? So take back the get. Take back the get from the woman that you gave it to. And now, bring two men over there, give it to her in front of two men, and say, and now you have the perfect basin over here, that person plus the basin, and everything is fine. And here you see that this brisa is in accord with Yochanan. He said, you only have to give it in front of two men, in front of two people, and therefore, this brisa supports Yochanan's opinion that only two people are necessary. Now, the Gemara says, what in the world was Rav Meir saying that is so strict? Yotzi v'avlad mamzer, Rav Meir, mishum de lo omer b'fonei nechtam, yotzi v'avlad mamzer? Really? We're going to make this woman leave her new husband and call her children mamzerim because the guy didn't say b'fonei nechtam? Really? The Gemara says, yeah, 100% in. Because Rav Meir l'tameh, Rav Meir holds according to his shita, the omer Rav Amnuna mishmei diula, as Rav Amnuna said in the name of Ula, omer haya Rav Meir would be wont to say, if you change around from what the rabbis instituted in regards to begitten, especially, yotzi vavlad mamzer, you have to go and take the marriage away from the new husband and any children are mamzerim, because this is so important. And the Shomer Tzion Balacha brings out from the Sanz Rav, the great Divrei Chaim, and he says, Babrosino Rabbim, Havchu HaSeder, nowadays people aren't medaktik on getten. He says the people aren't so careful medaktik in dinim in the Torah, and they're machbir on what he calls chasidus. The Sanz Rav was a great chasidish rabbi, and he said they're medaktik on things that aren't halachos, and they're not medaktik on the things that are halachos. And that's Rav Meir's approach over here. If you change around one iota from what the rabbi said, we're making an absolute ban on such a get. That get is no good, to the point that yotzi vavlad mamzer, very strong. Now we have a story. Barheja, boy, lasu yigita. Barheja came from Medina Siam to Eretz Yisrael, and he brought a get. So also, the kamei de Rav Achi. He came in front of Rav Achi, who was in charge of that area. Davi Mamuna Agiti. He was in charge of the get. So Amalei. So Rav Achi told him, Tzorech ato lamod al kol os va'os. You had to have been present at every letter in this get in order for you to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechta. Now, he then subsequently came, also the kamei de Rav Ami Rav Asi. Now, Lav Davka, that he was asking for a new psak, but subsequently it came in front of Rabbi Benassi. They said, we disagree. Amri Le, they told this person, this Barheja, that Lo Tzrichus, you don't have to be there present by every single letter that was written in the get in order for you to be able to say, B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. I, V'chitema, Evid L'chomen. If you want to say, okay, I'm going to go from now on and stand there and watch over every single oath that's written, that's not a good idea, Ravami and Ravasi said, because Nimsa Atamotzi Laz, I'll get to the Rishonim. You're going to cast aspersions on every single get that was ever written before that, because, oh, now the get has to have every single word seen by the messenger. So all the other getten that didn't have that, they're now going to retroactively say, oh, Mestama, they're not good getten. And all these women that are married, they're not really married. They're really still a married woman from beforehand. The new marriage doesn't count. And then the children of Amzera. So don't do it. That's not the din. You don't have to be there for every single oath. Maisa Shahaya, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Isi Gitter. One time, Rabba Bar Bar Chana brought a get from Medina Sayam, Teres Yisrael. Part of it was written in front of him, part of it was not written in front of him. So he went to go and ask, is this considered that I can say before nechtam, that it was lishma? Also, he went to Avilazar. Amalei, Avilazar told him, even if you only were there for one line and you know that that one line was written lishma, Shuv enu tzarach. Nothing else is necessary. That's a valid get. You can say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Now, the Gemara continues and says, Rav Ashemar, we turn to Vavam and Aleph. Not only that it wasn't there for one line, afilu kan kulmasov, a kan megilta, even if you only heard the kan, the scratching, Rashi says, tikun akomos vaklaf, if you just heard the scratching of the quill on the klaf, and that's all that you heard, then you know that it was written lishma, that is all that you need. And we have a brisa in support of this. Tani kavasi Ravashi. Brisa says exactly what Ravashi said. I may be getting to say, if a person brings a get from the Minyan Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, afilu hu b'bayis v'sof v'aliyah, even if he's in the bottom floor and the sofa is in the top floor, or vice versa, hu b'aliyah, he's in the top floor of the sofa v'bayis, and afilu nichnas yosei kol yom kula, and even though he's going in and out of the house, in and out of the house all day long, and he wasn't present the whole time, nevertheless, this is a kosher get. Now, hu b'bayis v'sof v'aliyah, if he's in the bottom floor, the bayis, and the sofa is in the top floor, halo kochazilei, he wasn't seeing him, so how could it be a valid get? Ella, love, aren't we talking about Kigon Dishama, Kan Kulmosa, Kami Gilta? He must have heard the scratching of the quill on the parchment, and that's all that you need. Ah, here have your Bryce, and it says exactly Ravashi, Shema Mino, this is a good proof that all you need is to know that it's being written, even though you weren't there for every os, you weren't even there for every line, you weren't even there to see it, that it was written Lishma, but you could just know that the sofa was writing it, Lishma, by the scratching of the quill on the parchment. That is all that you need in order to be able to say, Bifonei Nechtav, Bifonei Nechtav. With this, we conclude today's share.